Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Everyone, it's actually not Dee today. It is Nadia. I'm so great to be back. Dee is in Australia shooting, and I will be here this Sunday and next Sunday, and Dee will be back for, I believe, it's December 6th show. So very excited to be here, guys. Just a couple announcements for Dee. Number one, that she's having her special holiday gift offering for you guys. So it's already halfway booked, but basically she offers half hours for only $100 during the month all the way through January. And so if you guys want to book that, book it right away on her website. The session slots are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. Get in there. Also, I don't know if most of you have seen the Buffalepaloo bear. I just got one for my son. It's adorable, and it also has this amazing feature where you can record what you want on it. So I have my voice on one paw and the affirmations on the other paw, and it's so cute. And you can order that at buppabear.com. That's B-U-P-P-A, bear.com. Super cute, and it's an amazing project. Great for the holidays. So now for the getting down to business. So as I like to start, you guys know I like to start a little differently than Dee. I like to kind of do a little bit of an energy update, and I check in. I do a channel right before I connect with you guys, kind of seeing like what does the group need? What does this group that's listening today need to hear and need to do today? And so there were a couple things. And the first thing I wanted to address, because I know Dee wasn't here last week and you guys had a another show, so was the Paris incident, because I don't think you guys have been able to talk about that. And I just wanted to take a minute because so many people have questions about, like, when how to respond energetically to something like this. And, you know, ignoring it isn't the answer. It's actually giving energy, putting light where there's darkness is the answer. And so I'd love us all, just for a minute, to just close our eyes. And all these people in ISIS, or any energy that is a vibrational match to ISIS right now, which is just seeing that energy is so far in the darkness. You know, it's just away from the light. So what we want to do is send light from our heart center and blast all of that energy around the world with our heart center light and bring the light of awareness and the awareness of these people's souls back into their consciousness, because they're just extremely disconnected from themselves. And these people are suffering, and that's why they're hurting so many other people. So just for this moment, blast them all with heart center light as we claim that there is peace in this world, that we are kind to one another, that we respect one another, and that we love one another, and so it is. Thank you. I felt that, guys. Thank you. It almost made me emotional. So I really felt that. Thank you all for participating in that. That was great. Thank you. Now back to you guys to be more, selfish. Big money stuff came up for this group. So there was a lot of money stuff attached to sense of safety, value, how we relate and function in the world. And I was very called to do, again, a group energy clearing to really bring in your financial wishes, job fulfillment, and financial security for this entire group, because it just feels like there's still this sort of struggle with it. So I'm going to walk you guys all through a energetic clearing for money, just because this is what I got that needs to be done for this group today. So all of you with me, again, take a deep breath. And I want you to see your energy kind of floating around you. It's almost like your aura. And you can see whatever color you like, whatever color resonates with you. And you're going to see that color expanding till it is so big that it is encompassing your entire house, your entire neighborhood, your city, your state. That light is now across the whole U.S. And allow that light to expand around the whole world. So we're covering all the energy in your field, in this dimension, and beyond. So everything that we're holding, see, when we're expanded, we can really have a lot of power to clear. So I always ask people to really expand their energy when we do clearing work. So when your energy is that expanded, I want you to ask your energy to call up any old negative or limiting beliefs around money, anything you picked up genetically, anything that you've learned in this life that is keeping you from your full abundance, from your full freedom, from your full riches in this life. We clear that all now while we say, claim, I am all that I am, and so it is. So it is. Deep breath and salt. Good. Okay, good, everybody. So now today, if you want to talk about money, we can get to your individual core belief stuff that needs to be cleared, but that was just a general clearing for everybody here so we can really get to whatever is going on, because it definitely feels like that's been an issue for people. I will also say that I've noticed a lot of people going through a lot of growing pains, like breakthroughs and challenges. And so hang in there, because it's been challenging for a lot of people. We are being called towards a higher purpose. So everything that's happening, even though it doesn't seem like it's in alignment with what you want or what you want to manifest, trust that it is part of your higher purpose. Everything is adding to your growth and is an important part of your journey. It's just a matter of what you do with it and how you take that energy and use it to create what you want. Again, we're all being called to use our true gifts and talents to be of service. And in alignment with the money stuff, a lot of us aren't really knowing that we're valuable enough to get money for what we really love to do, for our gifts and talents, as opposed to like I show up at a job and make money. So that's part of what the clearing was today. And also I'm really encouraged to tell you guys that in the new year, it's really a time to make a plan and set up kind of strategies. I mean, it's hard because like things will start to go well. And so then you'll kind of get lazy with the spiritual work and you'll just kind of go, oh, okay, I'm just not going to show up to my writing today. I'm not going to show up to my meditation today. And then everything goes in the toilet and you're like, okay, I better get back on it. And it's kind of like, no, have a strategy of, okay, I really want to manifest a new job. So every day I'm going to sit down, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to open up my energy, and I'm going to direct energy towards that thing that I want. So it's kind of like telling you that it's time to kind of take those steps. It's almost like I want to lose weight, so go to the gym, go for a walk, watch your, eat healthy organic food. It's the action journey is starting to be more at the forefront for everybody here. So hopefully that was helpful. And now we'll start taking calls. All right. Let's get started. So hopefully I'm saying this right. I have Rondri from California.
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, Andrea. It's like Andrea, but with the R is Rondria.
Oh, okay, Rondria. Oh, that's so pretty. Okay, great. You got it. How may I help you today?
Do you do general readings, or do I need a question to give you?
No, you can give. I can do general, whatever you want, like highest guidance for you right now.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, if you don't mind giving me just the month and day of your birthday.
Yes, it's August 14th.
Okay. Hi, Leo sister. I'm a Leo too. The first thing that came up for you was definitely like it's time for you to get out in the world. It's time for you to take action. It's time for you, just like what I just said, it was like just came in really fast, for really important for you. You do have a lot of anxiety going on in your energy right now, which tells me that you have like, you're unclear on what direction to take action in, sort
uh-huh.
of thing. So,
uh-huh.
So do you want to talk to me about some options and maybe we can get clear on what the, cause it's like you have this drive and you're like, I got to go, but I don't know where to go.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, is that
I'm gonna have to go to my daughter's talking. I don't want to take up your time.
No problem.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, bye. Okay. Oh, Jeannie from New York. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
It's wonderful to hear yours. So what's doing?
What I can do for you today.
I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, well, hello. You're always doing so great. You always have nothing but good news to report, which is a change.
True. And
it's
wonderful.
Would you like any guidance today? Do you want any feedback today?
Sure. Anything you get, I'll be delighted.
Okay. So I'm wondering if there's anything in your energy field that you feel like, because you're such a happy, joyful person, and you always are, like, I think, committed to spreading that with everyone you're around. But I do feel like there's a little resentment you're holding towards somebody or something that needs to just a little, it's like very small, it's not huge, a little bit of resentment, but it needs to be just a little cleaned out of your energy. Are you conscious of what that is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. So you don't have to share with us if you're not comfortable.
Well,
but,
I think everybody goes through it at this time of the year. It's called, there's always one person in the family who drives you up a wall. And
sure.
It's family time.
Well, and I think that being, you know, using that, as I would say, you know, it's the people that piss us off the most are always giving us a big present.
Right.
So, like, where is the gift? And also, firstly, acknowledging, like, I'm resentful and I want to punch this person in the face. or that, you know, how can they be this way? Or how can they act this way? Or how can they, and, you know, our job is to be truthful to ourselves and truthful, if we can, to the person that is, you know, we're feeling that way about in a balanced way.
Right.
So just be on that, because it'll sneak up on you. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's almost like it's justifiable, your resentment. So it's hard for you to just go, okay, I'm actually going to release this for me, not for this person.
Well, I think this is a karmic situation as well. And that will be cleared.
Yes, exactly. And that's the gift of it, is actually shifting the energy around us, you know, and attract another relationship with the same dynamic.
Right. I
All
agree.
All right, cool. I'm good. Okay, Jeannie.
I'm so happy for you. What else can I say? And I loved what you did at the beginning, because that's
good.
What I do in my posts every single day.
Good.
And it's working. And the
reason, we have a powerful group here, so it was really
important. Yeah. And I've got like 30,000 people online doing the same thing or something
Great.
Similar. And
mm-hmm.
one of the reasons for all the threats now, and it's bullying, because fear is what creates a bully.
Well, they feel powerless, so they feel like they need to exert power over others.
Exactly.
It's, you know, and like they say, those people that bully are usually bullied or abused. And
right.
So seeing these people as damaged and wanting to bring them light and healing is actually going to help everybody, even though you kind of, it's not, the human instinct is to, like, smash something you don't like. And we're saying, no, do the opposite.
Exactly. And thank you for bringing that in for everybody. Mm-hmm. We're a wonderful
Thanks,
group here. Mwah! Happy
thank
Thanksgiving
you.
To everyone.
You too. Thanks. Bye, Jeannie.
Bye, love.
So sweet. And now we have another familiar voice. It's Susan from Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Nadia. Hi. So good to hear from you. I have a really important announcement to make today.
Sure.
I have a little friend here, has a little stray cat that was abused over Halloween, and I'm taking care mm-hmm. of him. And I wanted to send out the message to everybody in the community to send healing energies to him. I put up a webpage on my website that you guys can go to and hear about him. I've got pictures, and I'm going to be updating it. The website, real quickly, if everybody wants to grab a pen, is www.presenceoflife.com.
What a great site. That's awesome.
And, And if you can, and I just put it up last night, so it's kind of glitchy. Right now it doesn't show it. The page is called Safe Haven for Gmork, G'Mork. That's his name.
You have to look for a home for him?
Well, right now I'm just taking care of him. I'm having to give him intravenous injections of lactate, and he was a full size cat. He's only 6 pounds right now. He's skin and bones. He was apparently picked up by his tail, spun around, and flung off into the air.
Oh my gosh, I don't even hear it. It upsets me so much.
Yeah.
So you know, at this point, you know, animals don't remember, so we do.
Right.
So don't hold on to that energy for him. You know. Hold
right,
on to
okay.
You're healthy, you're surrounded by love, because he will forget. He's not like us. We hold on to the trauma. They don't. So
okay. What
you want to do is not hold that trauma and don't feel sorry for him. Just bring him love and light. Show him, you know, try to hold the energy of not, because he will see himself the way you see him. So if you're feeling sorry for him and stuff, and this is a big thing for pets in general, because I'm a huge animal lover, it's really they're mirroring your energy. So whatever you're telling them, they're really absorbing. So if you can, because I know it's hard, because it's hard not to feel sorry for or feel like sad when you think about what's been done to this cat, but he forgets.
Okay.
He doesn't remember.
I wanted to make one mention too. When you go to the website, presenceoflife.com, it's glitchy right now. It may not even show the page. So click on one of the other links, art, and then go back to home. And then right in the middle, you'll see the page there. You have to click on maybe a couple of links in order to find it. But there's a page, and I'll keep updating it for him with pictures and his progress. He's doing much better than he was before.
Well, and he's a gift to you. He's somehow coming to you. You're a gift to each other right now. And this is part of, like I said, like, you know, he attracted finding you and a person that was going to help him. So he is a master manifester. So don't worry, you know, and
oh, I'm
see
not
him
worried.
As such. Yeah. But see
yeah,
him as
I,
such.
I don't.
You're a master. You found me. Someone who loves animals and can take care of you. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, I feel very, what I feel strongly about is because I've been looking for something perhaps to volunteer or something around here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great need for people to care
100%.
For animals.
Yes.
And I'm perfectly capable of doing that. So I'm like, okay, this is, you know, he's here. And my other cat, Felco, who also adopted me because he was in the similar straits, not quite as bad. But he's my permanent little friend, and he comes in and he helps heal Gmork as well. They're both, they're
awesome.
From the Never-Ending Story, if you ever look it up, you'll see.
Yes, of course. I love that movie. Well, thanks so much for sharing with us, and everyone got it. It's presenceoflife.com, and thanks for sharing that with us, and we send them a lot of love and light.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great day, Susan.
And thank you, everybody in the community, for your love and support. There's ways to support him on the link, so thank you.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
So now we're going to go to Phyllis in Hawaii. Hi,
oh,
Phyllis.
Hey, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, you know, I've been going through this stuff here because I just sat down and realized, you know, probably since 2010, I moved now 5 times, and now I'm moving again.
Oh,
but,
so hard.
But it's just
so hard.
Yeah, you know, I really don't have that much stuff, but it's so...
Well,
it's like waiting till the last day to do it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, there's an upheaval, and it's extremely stressful, and there's this hyper-awareness of almost like a scattering of the self, and what it does is that you keep scattering and then trying to build a foundation, and then you have to scatter again, and so it's very taxing on the energy system.
Yeah, and the last time I talked to Dee, she was just like, she kind of picked up that, you know, all this stuff is a burden, just let it go. And I have let go of a lot of stuff. I have 2 really nice pieces of furniture. I just always have to leave here. I couldn't sell. And now I'm trying to pack up everything just to move to another place so it can be cleaned. And it's like, you know,
so
I don't want to throw away my bike helmet. What if I need it? I have to buy it again. What
listen,
so I don't know.
Listen to yourself. And what I say is, you know, a great way to look at things is look at this and go, how do I feel about keeping this and how do I feel about giving it away? And will I need this? Ask your energy. Your energy knows. So it's like, for me, I totally know what you're saying. Like, you know, will you ever go bike riding when you need the helmet? And if you hear a yes, and this is where we have to build that communication with our own guidance and our own inner being to go, I'm feeling yes. Like, I want to keep this. I don't know why I want to keep this dress. Somehow it came back in style 10 years later. Who knows why?
Yeah. I feel like the deeper issues sometimes is just, I just, it's like being on Earth is just all this gravity and this stuff. And I really mm-hmm. don't have that much. I have nothing, you know, I'm practically... Yeah.
I'll use this opportunity to share with you that we kind of have like a, you know, and this is, and again, through my channel, you know, experience and my knowing, that our idea of what gravity is and space-time, time-space, you know, continuum is actually not quite right. And so I don't know if this is going to help you, but hopefully it will help you and people listening, that we've always learned that gravity is like pulling us down and, you know, pulling us towards the Earth, and that time-space is moving and we're moving through time-space, correct? Like, this is the way we've learned it. What's actually happening is we are manipulating time-space, and gravity is what's holding us together, okay? So instead of feeling like the gravity is what's, like, keeping us contained. So your time-space reality, that's why I think time can go really slow and time can go really fast based on what's going on, because our own time-space continuum is within your own field. So kind of, I'm trying to empower you to know that you have your own time-space. Nothing is holding you down. You are holding it together. That's why it's like we meditate, we can feel really light. We can feel like, oh, my gosh, we're floating. I don't know if some of you have had that experience. I have, where it's like, oh, I'm floating. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because you're in your own time-space continuum. So the moving stuff, it's just an action. It's just it's about how do you choose to go through this time and space reality that you've chosen to go through. Don't think of it weighing you down. And you can look at things. That's another great question. It's like, will this weigh me down or will this uplift me? That's another great question to ask about an object or something you're thinking about getting rid of. Will this uplift me or weigh me down?
Oh, everything feels like it's going to weigh me down.
Then he's right. Let it go. Then he's right.
I know.
You know, because... You know, and if that's your real feeling, then you're going, I have no attachment to material, and I want to live on the higher realm. If that's where you want to live, that's great if that resonates with you. I mean, for me,
live on the what?
Stuff. Like, some people want to just live in that higher realm of, like, I just want to live up here and, like, you know, kind of like no possessions. Like, these things are not important to me. They don't bring me to – I'm not interested. You know, for me, there are little things like my Vitamix that brings me joy. I love my Vitamix.
It's funny. I just shipped mine. I couldn't sell it. I just shipped it.
yeah, because, you know, I make my shakes. I make my pesto sauce. I make baby food. You know, I love my Vitamix. So, you know, those are the kind of things you're looking for, is what allow yourself to, like, you know, it sounds like you don't want to connect to anything. It's like almost like I've moved so many times, I don't even want to let myself connect to anything.
Oh, do you mean the stuff and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something to think about. You know, it's something to think about of, like, am I doing this because, you know, excuse my language, I don't want to deal with this shit. You know, I don't want to deal. That's still fear-based. Instead of, you know, I don't need this. I can let it go. Very different energy. So just check in. I'm just inviting you to check in with yourself and give your intuition and your guidance an opportunity to have a conversation with you around the stuff and the moving. You're moving for a reason. And like I said in the beginning, it may seem annoying, but this is for your highest good, whether you understand why or not. Right now.
Yeah. And I guess that goes back to the money. It's like I go to the post office and it's like, you know, $70 to ship 35 pounds. It's nothing.
So, okay. So then again, it's the fear-based, like, and this is why we did the money clearing in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you think about, you know, you're giving this to yourself. So you're spending that $70 to give something to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can look at it that way, I'm like, oh, I'm giving myself $70. Like, it's like a very different energy, and that's what I mean by turning the energy around about money.
Which, listen, I totally understand. I, like, you know, I'm one of those people, I'll freak out. We have a microwave. It was, like, $200, died, like, right after a year warranty. And they, like, I'm like, it's a $200 microwave. It's, like, throwing $200 out the window. They won't listen. They don't care. They don't care. And I get, like, irritated about that stuff because instead of going, wait, it comes back to me. I forgot. Like, I have to remind myself constantly that, like, okay, it's all good. I gave a donation to Panasonic, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Is that helpful?
Yeah, I'm just a little frustrated that I waited till the last minute to deal with all this. So I had to be out here today. But anyway,
can you be in acceptance that that's what you chose and that that's okay? And instead of fighting that that's what you chose and beating yourself up, just go, okay, I'm going to do it. This is the taking action. I'm just going to take the action. It'll get done. No one's dying. It's going to get done. It's fine. It's annoying. Put on some music. Make it a little fun.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with your move. Good luck with your move.
Thanks, Nadia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Emily in California. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Nadia.
Emily, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. Yeah,
what
I would
can
just
I do
love
for you?
To know, you know, what's coming through for my highest guidance.
Okay, great. I will say you have a little bit of energy around you that I don't want to say is, like, deceitful, but is like you have a little bit of dishonesty around you. There's someone around you that's not really being honest with you. There's kind of a little bit of hostile energy around you. It's not yours, but it's around you. It's in your space. It's in your field right now. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Let me just see where it's coming from here. Why are you showing me that? Okay. So it might be something that's coming in the near future because sometimes they don't know time, so they tell me this stuff. So this might be coming in because then they show me your second chakra, which is your power center. So they're saying there is something that you're going to have to, like, own your power or own your, like, I'm going to stand by what my truth is and be okay that this person doesn't agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with that this person's coming at me with something that I don't agree with, and but I can stay balanced and in my power. So it's almost like what they're showing me is that you tend to, you still have some of that, I don't want to say people-pleasing, but kind of you give your power away.
Yeah.
So when hostilities or any sort of negative or hostile energy is around you, you immediately drop your power instead of, like, holding who you are and holding your space. So that's what they're telling me for you to work on. And it's the second chakra, which is the one, like, right about your belly button. Because you're so sensitive, you feel the negative energy so strongly. It's like you get punched in the stomach. So it's hard for you to be like, whoa, like, I got to get my balance again, you know.
Yeah. I'm curious, does this have anything to do with the mother of my daughter's friend?
I get a yes, a big yes on that. I definitely get a female energy for sure.
Yeah,
she feels like
my
one of those.
Kind of drives me crazy.
Well, she's very, like, controlling and like, I just feel her anxious. She has a lot of anxiety and she throws it everywhere, so I can feel her energy. And you're like, whoa, lady, and it's hard for you not to get caught up in that energy.
Yeah.
And so that's the. I mean, these people give us such gifts because when you can, like, pull back, keep your. I mean, what I would do around her is consciously open your heart and be like, I'm opening my heart right now to this person. Because what will happen is she's just a scared little girl. Like, I want to cry for her. Like, she's suffering, you know, and she's just trying to get it together. But it's just coming out with controlling and anxiety. Because she's a soft, I can feel underneath, she's not a bad person. She's just irritating right now. Dealing with and processing her fear. She has no other tools. So if you can open your heart around her and kind of be the observer of, like, wow, I really see she's anxious today, or I really see she's really high strung today. But I see what you're saying because she tries to get other people kind of to do what she wants them to do, and that can be really, for your personality type, you're just like, whoa, like it kind of overwhelms you.
Yep.
So if you're able to be like, yeah, that doesn't work for me, or, oh, I hear you, I hear that's important to you, I always like to mirror things back to people when I'm like, okay, like, you know, and I'm a mom too, and like you hear, so everyone has a different opinion about like what's right for their kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone's going to, and being able to, like, you know, me personally, I'm pro-vaccination. That's me personally. If someone isn't, that's fine. Okay?
Yeah.
I have no problem with that, but
I'm going to be clear if someone's like, oh, my God, like, I, you know, someone's like, I can't believe you're vaccinating your kids. And da-da-da. I'm like, I guess that that's important to you, and this is what feels right to me for my child. So I'm going to listen to that. So, like,
yeah.
It's an opportunity to hold what you feel is right. And she might expose things that you're like, wow, I'm not clear about that. Let me think about that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so using her as a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my daughter's 13, and the kids are very close, and she's just sort of putting up this wall and not really letting them see each other much. And so I do. I feel powerless. My daughter's heartbroken, and I can feel how, you know, threatening our
she
way
sees
of
you
being
as a threat. She sees your daughter as a threat for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you had a conversation with this mother?
No, but I there was something that happened Friday night, and I'm like, wow, I really need to figure out how to have a conversation with her.
Because she's resentful about stuff. Like, she has stuff to say. And so, you know, this is a real opportunity for you to go, can I stay back? You know, because when it's our babies, like, you know, someone talks about our babies, you want to, you know, it's like, oh, hell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get that. And so what I would say is really meditate on, you know, there's a reason this is happening, and like seeing and being really honest. And what you just said is so beautiful. Is like, hey, my daughter, I see my daughter hurting. What's going on? Is there something we can work out here? I'm open to hearing your point of view.
Uh huh.
Like, I call it being Jesus. Can you be Jesus?
Yeah.
I mean, not always, but we try to be Jesus and be like, you know what? I'm just going to be like really acknowledge that this person has an experience that's valid. And see if we can come to find out a resolution to this, a solution. Does that feel good? That feels better, right? Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, keep me posted on that. I want to hear about that.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another familiar voice. We have Joy from Cape Cod. Hi, Joy.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again. And how can I help you today?
Well, I've been having something that's been going on for about a month. I've gone to a doctor and done all kinds of things. I have a cough, and it just won't go anywhere, and a heavy feeling in the center of my chest. And I know it's got to be something besides, you know, there's some energy behind it, and I haven't been able to figure it out.
Okay, good for you for knowing that, first of all. So the first thing, cough is usually... Again, it's so funny. This group always has themes. It's so funny. It's something you're not saying. There's an anger. There's something that you're holding that you're not saying.
Hmm.
Okay? So.
Well, see, I understand that, you know, that's what cough means to me, too. But I.
And it's around
your heart chakra.
And it's in your chest. So it's around your heart chakra. So just right now, ask for your heart chakra to open. And that you're willing to express anything that needs to be expressed in your energy field right now. So just, you know, just claim that in your mind's eye. You don't have to say it out loud. So anything that wants to be expressed, you're willing to express it. So there is some stuff. There's like, I want to say frustrations. They feel like mini frustrations to me. And it is showing up around money. Where is there someone else in your life that you do money with, share money with?
No.
Okay, so
me and my dog.
You and your dog. Okay, so there it is. Thank you. So going to the doctor, spending money on medical stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or any of that stuff, is that triggering to you?
It can be, because something happened that this year I'm going to have less money than I expected. I mean, it's not dire or anything. But it was a surprise. So
Where did the money go?
I'm feeling sort of squeezed.
Right. There it is. Thank you. So that's the thing. It's like these mini and what the cough is trying to tell you is, oh, I feel squeezed, I feel scared, I feel, and I'm not expressing this. I'm kind of internalizing this.
Oh. Okay.
These feelings, because I'm like, well, it's okay, I have enough, but it's okay, I have enough. But really you're going, no, I'm feeling sweet. I don't feel okay. And I need to get that out in order to manifest well. I want to feel freer. I want to feel like there's more than enough. I don't like spending money on medical crap. I don't want to, you know, because I know as well as you do that like homeopathic is way more expensive than the regular doctor, and our group tends to go, you know, what?
Yeah, I was thinking of going to a an acupuncturist or something, but I
right, and
I don't know
money.
You,
and so right, acupuncture is great. Acupuncture is great. I mean, I'm always pro acupuncture, and you know, I think acupuncture is helpful no matter what. So I'm always really pro that. But what I would do is sit down when we get off the phone here and write down anything you're afraid of, anything you're angry about, anything you're frustrated about, and just get it out and then do the turnaround, as we talk about, of I want to feel free, I want to feel, like, because it's just something that's trying to get out. So anytime anybody has a cough, it's like, I got to get this out. So once you dump it out, usually within, like, a week, it should go away, your cough.
Okay. Thank you.
On the energetic thing, because I don't get that there's, have they checked your chest or anything? There's a little bit of bronchitis.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of things, yep.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any. I have had bronchitis before, usually in the spring if I have it, and this was it's a really hard cough. It's not, yes, there is some productiveness now to it, but there wasn't in the beginning.
It's dry. It's like a dry, yeah.
Yes.
So I would definitely emotionally dump and just keep going and get it all out. And also your anger at the cough or at your body.
Okay.
That's another thing that comes up. Like, I'm angry at you, body, for not letting this go. Why can't I heal myself? Why isn't it, you know? It's like there's
I've tried not to because I've been so angry at my body most of my life. I'm trying to be very,
there it is,
very kind. So maybe I'm being too kind to everything. But, yeah, okay.
Well, what you just said was a really big deal because what you're saying is, that part of me that's been angry at my body is me wanting to be released, and I need to get that out.
Oh.
You know, because this is, you know, I tell people this, it's like we're at the, you know, I wrote this in my newsletter last month, it's like we're at the bottom of the barrel. Like anything that's still hanging around, got to go. Time to go. So it's bringing that up, so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Oh, okay.
Money,
yeah.
Money and your anger at the body. So fear around money and anger on the body is
okay.
What you want to dump.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Joy. So next we have Linda from Minnesota. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Nadia.
So
I would love to know what comes through from my highest guidance today.
Okay, great. Sure. You guys are such a fun group. Let me just. All right, Linda, what do you need today? So, again, they're bringing me the job, money, and then there's a male energy there. Okay, so there's, again, money issues going on, and then strong male energy. So, this either can be, it feels like someone outside of you. It doesn't feel like you. Sometimes it's like a male energy within yourself. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a healer, but I don't have any clients right now. I've been doing in-person stuff for years, and I'm to the point
mm-hmm.
where it's not smart to have strangers coming into my home. So
totally,
I'm
of course.
Looking at doing, putting myself out there online. I have a background in healing touch, level 4, and I'm a Reiki master in massage and counseling, and so I'm right now looking at, it's like, how can I translate this to online practice
right.
over the phone?
So the money and job is an issue, and it's interesting because they're showing me male energy, so I don't know if that means partnering with a male energy or if you're, hold on, I'm asking for discernment around. Okay, so they're showing me you have a little fear around male energy. So that means working with male energy, having male energy in your house, and then they're also showing me desire for romantic connection also around that. So there's a lot around this male energy for you that needs to be looked at here. Okay, so there's a lot of things are coming up for you. I got to be honest, it's more like a flood for you right now that I can't do in 3 minutes, but... So it's almost like they're showing me the connection with a male energy, wanting a male connection, and also fear around money, and also business, needing help with business stuff, okay? So which one would you want to focus on the most?
Ooh, tough choice. Yeah, because of my finances have taken a hit because the massage client I was working with is having her own money issues, and I think I want to know, because I am wanting romantic.
Yeah, that feels like it's in your field, and so like you're talking to me about the money and stuff, but then the romance stuff just keeps coming back in.
Yeah, so I'm really looking for a partner in life right now.
Yeah, you have a little. I want to say there's a little, I don't want to say trauma, but I want a little bit of trauma around partners in the past.
Right, I think sublimating relationships.
Yeah, that needs to be cleared, it is affecting the business. It is affecting you financially. It's affecting both areas. Thank you, David. It's the same energy that's affecting both areas. Okay.
And what is it that needs to be cleared?
So what I'm getting is that you have a sort of past habit or trauma around relationships that they don't stay, they don't show up for you, they're not consistent.
Right.
So money's not consistent,
right,
et cetera. It's bleeding over into the male stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I'm feeling that.
Yeah, so, and it also makes you, I don't want to say, it's like almost like you're afraid of men. And I don't want to say afraid, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you're afraid of them. So, you know, again, what I do is you expand your energy field. You can do this when we're off the phone. Expand your energy field and ask that anything negative or limiting that's keeping you. So what do you want to feel? I want to feel safe. I want to bring in my highest partner. I want to bring in my highest abundance. I want to bring in the clients. I mean, you definitely are a healer. I totally get a yes on all of that. And you are not secure with yourself yet, and people can feel that. Okay?
Right.
You don't... You know, so people can feel like, you know, like you'll hear me and Dee, like Dee and I, we have a security. We've been doing this for so long, right?
Right.
So we know what we're doing. So people will call because they go, I can feel that this person is not insecure about her work. So someone can say to me, what do you get? And I just can plug in and go, whatever it is. You don't trust yourself yet.
Exactly.
So that's why your business is a little, so again, you don't trust yourself with men and you don't trust yourself in your, they're the same energy. So anything you're seeing in one, clear, you know, do the energy work for the other as well.
Okay.
I mean, you'd be a great person to do a session with at one point if you're ever called to do a session with me. If there's just so much with you, I can just feel to spend an hour with you. So, if you can do it on your own, that's great. And I think you got it. I think you got what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
so much, Linda.
Have a great day.
You too. Next we have Shirley in Paris. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Nadia.
Hello?
This is Shirley. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. Oh, my
good.
Gosh,
can
you're calling
me
from Paris. Yes, I can. I can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, I am. Boy, thank you so much for what you said earlier. It was spot on. And, we need a lot of love. So anybody in the community, please, by all means, blast us big time.
Yeah.
We need it all over.
It's just like 9/11, you know, the city and the energy of the city changes. That makes me want to cry. Like every time I think about it, I want to cry.
Yeah.
The energy of the city has
changed.
Yeah. And it's like all of a sudden we were free and now we're in fear. And that's not what we want to feed. What we want to feed is actually we're more empowered. You are getting love from the entire world right now. The entire world, you are in their thoughts. You know, I mean, that's
yeah, I know.
Amazing.
Yes, absolutely, and we feel it. We really do feel it. So we need to just bring it on.
I do it every day. So, and all my clients, I totally spread the word. So, for you as an individual, what can I help you with today?
Yeah, you know, Nadia, I've been working a lot on myself, and I've been working a lot with Dee and the community, and I've been making a lot of changes in myself and letting go of things, but there are still a couple of things that are, like, I'm, like, getting a bit bummed that they're not going away as fast, as quickly as I'd like.
Sure.
You know, I'm making changes so that into a different work field. I'm a little leery. I'm hoping that financially it'll come. My finances.
So that was you were in alignment with the money stuff we did today.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were spot on. I was just like, what I'm going to talk about. You already said everything. I didn't even ask her the question. And also, too, just there are just times when I'm just feeling like, what am I doing here? You know, like,
yeah,
I,
you
know,
feel a little lonely to me. There's a feeling of like you feel alone to me. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
there's not this connection with life.
Yeah. Well, no harmony. And I love when things are flowing. And I love when I see signs like synchronicity and you know,
well,
signs of.
Well, they're telling me that you're coming out of an anxious period. Like, you're coming out of something. Can you give me, do you mind giving me your month and day of your birthday?
Oh, yeah. No. 29th of August.
Oh, you're Virgo.
Yes, I'm a Virgo.
Great. Yeah.
So it's a lot of Virgo.
Yeah, I'm a Leo, so you know. But what I will say is, yeah, you have a lot of Leo because you're in August. So what I would say, what I feel with your energy, and you know, you're like me too. It's like when I'm clear about something, I go. Like if I'm clear,
yeah.
It's like taking action is not an issue for me. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Okay, what I need to do, I'm going to get it done. What's being asked of you right now is to stop, to be patient, to look within, and so you're answering the correct call. Do you see what I mean? For your particular personality, it is not, it's an inside action journey, not an outside action journey, because you don't have a problem with the outside action. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you, like I said, if I told you do A, B, and C to get to D, you'd be like, I got it, done. You know, I'll do it, you know. But that's not what this is about right now. They are showing me your third chakra, which is the one right by your solar plexus.
Right.
Okay. And so again, this is kind of like your passion. So there's something. This is why you feel alone. It's like you're disconnected from your own passion. Does
yeah,
that make sense?
Yeah. I love. You know, when I was younger, I was so clear on what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew I wanted to move to France, and I did everything. You know, and everything came together.
Right.
And
you make it happen. Yeah. When you're clear, you make
it happen. And now, as years passed on, I seem to have much harder time making things happen. And, you know, now I'm married and I have, you know, children, and I'm trying to be clear.
Well, it's been about other people for a long time, and now it's back
about
you. Yeah, and so you're kind of like, wow, I'm around all these people that I love, but I've been in such a giving state that I feel empty. So even when you're around your kids or your family, it's like there's still a disconnect. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you know them, they don't know you. That's what it feels like to me. I know that sounds like the weirdest thing to say, but I think you know what
I'm saying.
No,
not at all.
Okay, so you're going, wait, I don't know even who I am without being a wife and a mother. You know, now this is your definition, and that's not who you are. So what I would do, is my thoughts for you are this, is first of all, right now on the phone, we're already changing the energy, is we're opening to your life's passion, your life's purpose, because you're here to do more. You've done the wife and mother thing, and that was beautiful, and that's amazing. And they don't need you anymore. They don't need you in that way. So you have space to go, show me my highest passion. Show me my next direction. And so you're going to do that for 30 days. Every day, show me. Show me today. Give me a light of something that brings me excitement and passion and joy and money and abundance, whatever it is you want to ask for. So you're in a great state of, I call, you're going to open up to a receptive state. You've been in a giving state, and now you're going to open to a receptive state.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I was just thinking about that when you said that you get a lonely sense. I think
mm-hmm.
it must be some sadness, because I've always been helpful and a helping person, because that's why I'm a nurse. And now I know that I want to... Yeah,
right.
And I really want to turn where I don't want people to want me so much, you know, until they're to the point where they're siphoning off my energy. I want now to have, you know, energy for me. But the thing is,
well,
I think I've taken care of people.
You're starting to realize.
No,
you've learned that your value comes from your giving. And what you're starting to go is, I'm tired. And I'm realizing that I am now building value in myself. And I'm realizing that I'm not getting back as much as I'm giving, and so now I'm drained. So
absolutely.
What's happening is, you see what I'm saying? So now, because you just shifted, you just changed. So, you know, this happens for a lot of people in spiritual work. It's like, oh, I was a doormat, and now I'm not a doormat, and the people around me are going, what's going on? I'm so used to you being a doormat. What's happening?
So, you know, the world around you is going to have to shift because you are not, you are changing. And so really allowing that change, I don't feel like you're going to be a nurse forever. Like, I feel like there's another calling for you around that, but that's not what you've been doing.
Well,
so,
I'm currently in school online to be a health coach.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah, so that feels much better.
So
feels a lot better.
I'm thinking of maybe I could use my knowledge as a nurse, but to help people, enable people to empower themselves to heal their own.
But exactly, which is what I do, which is what Dee does. It's like this is where we're here to empower people to help themselves, and that you feel a little more excited about. It's less draining. It's less training.
Yes, it is, and it's great. It is really great to see and help people just, you know, see the spark in them and like, wow, aha moment. So, yes.
Well, and also you're not doing it for them. They have to do it for them.
Yes, absolutely.
You see what I mean?
And I don't want to do it for them because that was how I was doing before. Meaning I was
right.
doing caring for people and doing all the work and being so drained, and then I wasn't getting
exactly.
the pleasure of being fulfilled
but open because there's even more stuff that you can find your passion in. And so just, that's what you're going to do for 30 days. You're just going to be open and receptive energy, meditation to open and receptive in the morning.
Okay.
And
around
especially that third chakra, the one under the heart.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thanks so much, Shirley.
Right. Thank you so much,
okay.
Nadia. Okay.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Next I have Anne in Georgia. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Nadia. I was just giving up that you were going to get to me. Okay.
I got
you,
girl.
Yes, thank you so much. I just would like you to look at my solar plexus and my energy. I've got a cycle going on, and I think it's maybe collective, where I'm really a very happy, high person most of the time, but almost every other day I wake up in a down
panic.
Mood that I can't bring out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I totally get that. That happens to me, too. And those of us that are hypersensitive, there's so much, like, ancient clearing going on the planet right now, like creepy old. Like, you know, the Isis energy is very old. You know, it's like centuries-old energy of, you know, we used to behead people. It's horrible. And so a lot of that energy is around in the collective. So what you can do is, and I do get a yes that you're picking that up, what you can do is be like, I ask that this doesn't get cleared through me, you know, and send it.
Did you say I didn't get it?
I said ask that it isn't cleared through your physical
being. I've done that, but it doesn't.
Okay, so why is it not working for you? Okay, so when I say you've done that, I get a no. So maybe let me explain it a little differently.
Okay, yeah.
So before you go to bed, okay, ask that there is that you are surrounded with light and protected as you sleep. Okay, so you're not getting in the energies taking in. Okay, so you're not in a receptive state when you're sleeping. You're in a protective state.
Yeah, because I open up my angels for protection and
you do have a little bit of an attachment to it. Okay. So stay with me here, Anne, okay? There's almost like there's a part of you that likes knowing you're connected, that likes that you're connected to this sort of collective field. So that's why you haven't fully let it go. Because it's like, I don't want to drop my whole connection. I want to keep my connection with my receptors, but I don't want to take on this. So it's almost like you're just being more selective about what you're allowing into your field. The other thing I will say is they're showing you like this. It's like you have a key in your hand and you're at a gate and you're not going through it. Okay? So are there people you're afraid of leaving behind, or is the community around you not in alignment with everything? It's almost like you're about to walk through another phase and you're holding yourself back. Do you know what that's about?
Well, I see why I would do that, because I'm here to be the light and
I agree.
I don't know. Is there some way I can ground myself? Am I grounded enough?
Let me see. Who are you afraid of leaving someone behind?
No.
No? Okay. God, it's like you're so interesting, because they do tell me here that you want to help the world. Like, you definitely want to help the world. You want to
I want to shine
chakra.
My light brightly to inspire others to be.
Yeah, but your energy somehow is like being weighed down.
Yes.
And you're choosing to weigh it down, and you're doing it for a reason. And so I'm trying to get you to know why. They just keep showing me, like, people, like, you want to stay connected to people. And it's almost like if you're not,
connectedness, yes, connectedness is a core purpose for me, connected at
okay,
one minute in
right.
the life.
Okay, now I understand. Okay, so here's the issue. Oh, so clear now. You're wanting to stay connected to the light and source, and then you're also wanting to be connected to the people on the planet. So the challenge is you don't know how to do both. It's like you keep splitting.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So either you're like dragged down by the energy of the earth, or you're all the way up in the ether and then disconnected from the earth.
That's my pattern. Yes.
Okay, there it is. That's why I'm like, why do you keep coming back down? Because you think you need to lower your vibration to be connected with the earth, and you do not. Okay? What you do need to do, though, is, like you said, I want to hold my vibration high and then bring that connection down, because they're showing me all white light around your head. But the bottom chakras are, like, dim.
Yes.
Right now, in the moment that I'm speaking to you, because you're in that higher space.
I'm in a heavy day, yes.
Yeah. So what you want to do is ask for there to be complete balance, where you can be present on this and grounded without being pulled down by the field of the collective consciousness. Because what happens is you rise above it and then you drop back down. You rise above it and then you drop back down.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's exactly it, yes.
And
so I want to be grounded.
Grounded and connected.
Within
at the same
my body.
Time. Instead of moving up and down, it's like you stay still and the light is moving through you, through the grounded. Like this is the way I see it, like a white light coming from your heart center all the way up into the sky and then all the way down into the earth. So the center point.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I tried using the infinity wave a lot.
Yeah, that's a great one for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to see if I can get one more caller in here, Anne.
Okay,
I hope that was helpful.
Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye. All right, last caller today, we have Caroline from Washington, D.C. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
So
Now I don't even know what to ask after all that information because it was all very relevant. So, perhaps highest guidance. Since I can really connect to with what everybody's saying on the call.
Okay. Well, you're definitely in a spiritual journey right now. It's like you've been on it and you're really at a good place with that. They're showing me that you need to use your manifestation skills more. Like you have you're like a master manifester and you're not really using it. And then the other thing is that bottom shot, like your sexuality, your sensuality, your femaleness. Needs a little boost. Okay.
Suggestions? Because, honestly, and it's a suggestion on the last one. Because you're right. I do have good manifestation skills, and I'm watching myself hold and not move towards generating more clients.
Yeah. So two things. Number one, this is the oddest thing ever, but integrate. It's almost like you take sexuality out of your work.
That's true.
Okay, which is, again, that makes sense, but they want you to integrate it because what it's doing is it's cutting off your creativity, it's cutting off your passion. So it's that bottom chakra. And so what you want to do is just before you work, you just opened it. Did you feel you just opened it? Right when I said it, you just opened it. That was so awesome.
Yeah, I feel a little bit more of a flow.
You were just like, oh, you dropped into it. You're like, oh, there it is. Like, oh, I'm just going to pay attention to you for a second. So you just open that up really effortlessly, and I would just get really clear of, like, bring me the highest people I can help. I'm willing to use all of myself in my work. I'm bringing all of myself, not separating aspects. Because naturally your body will bring forth whatever you need for that person, but you don't want to cut off that part of you. Because it's not going to be, not sexual, but it's going to disconnect you from the passion and creativity. That's a part of that chakra.
Yeah.
All married together.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I find that I'm struggling between do I focus on working with people as a healer or with animals as a healer? And I get a little torn.
I get a yes on both. So why not both?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I will tell you that I think animals are going to make more money faster.
animals are going to be like, woo, they like come in right away and then people after. So it's like start with animals and then have money come in. Have the people come in. It feels like the animals first, just a little bit ahead.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Caroline. I hope that was helpful. I have to wrap it up here today, but I'm
okay,
glad I got
thank you.
It.
No, that was
no problem. So, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. Again, my name is Nadia Angelini, and you can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. I will be here next week as well, so if I didn't get to you, hopefully that I can connect with you next week. And I just want to tell everybody I'm so grateful to be on the show, and you guys have such a wonderful energy. And if you think of anything that maybe you want me to talk about or whatever, please feel free to email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. So that way, if there's something, a topic that maybe we didn't get to that you'd like me to bring up next week, I'm happy to do so. I'm sending you guys so much love and light, wishing you a thankful and grateful Thanksgiving. Also, I would recommend that you do the thankful and grateful exercise, which is writing down in advance what you are thankful and grateful for, mixing it in with things that you already have and with things that you want to create. So much love and light to you guys, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.